Unit 9, Completing the Life Cycle. On the trip home, the male salmon stays with his mate. They travel north together for thousands of miles. They jump the same rapids. They hurdle the same waterfalls. When she builds a new nest, he protects it. Other females are looking for a nesting spot, but the male keeps them away. The female doesn't rest. She hovers over the nest. She contracts. The eggs come out. Dozens at a time form a stream. The nest is quickly covered by about 10,000 eggs. Also, quickly, the male darts over the eggs. He gives off a milky mist called milt. This milt fertilizes the eggs. Then, a strange thing happens. The parents don't stay around. They're exhausted. They relax. They let themselves float downstream. Soon they die and are washed ashore. But this is not a waste. Hungry bears already line the shore. They eat and get fatter and fatter. Soon they will be ready for their winter sleep. What about the eggs? They will lay in the nest for about 2.5 months. About that time, there will wiggle in their eggs. Then the young called fry burst forth. Each fry now has a yolk sac under its chin. This sac provides food. Now the fry hide among the reeds and weeds. They feed off the sac for a few weeks. Then, after about 10 weeks, they look like fish. They stay in the fresh water a few months longer. Then the strong urge comes. The salmon are vigorous and lively. They are 5 inches long now. They are ready to leave the friendly fresh water. Its taste and smell will stay in their brains. Their memories will be there for the salmon's whole life cycle. They will be there until the salmon becomes food for the bears lined up on the shore.